is something that has to do with Eka Vanre'e. Tashmishei Avodah Zarah. Okay, I'll say over the din first in the pasuk. Abed ta abdu neskolam kaimis asher avdu sham agoyim. The Gemara says, what does it mean you have to destroy the makam? The makam, the place where they were, where the goyim did avodah zarah, the place doesn't become aser. Imenu inyan limkaimis tneu inyan to meshamshei avodah zarah. Misham Sheva Dezara, like if let's say you have a kli that you use to serve, like a machta or a mizruk that they serve to the animal or the blood or whatever it is to the Avodah Zarah, that also has a din of Abed to Abdu and it's Asibana. Okay, so now the shaila that happened was, this is already, I don't know what, 10 years ago or something, there's a person in Cleveland that his what he does is he buys things in auctions and sells them. That's like his job. He goes to like auctions, he buys it and sells it like that. So a church auctioned off a piano. Alright, it was a very good piano, cheap. So it was a very good deal. So he bought the piano.
Piano or an organ?
I think it was a piano.
I was thinking an organ. It's always an album on the organ.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, you weren't in the churches lately. Now they have pianos. So, okay. Anyway, they had a piano. As they mean. Okay, so they he bought the piano. Then after he bought the piano, he realized, oh, maybe this is a problem of Avodah Zarah. So he went and asked the Rav. He asked the Rav what to do. Okay, so now the first thing is a piano is a case of Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, because we have Rashi in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says that they were mishamish. It was a mishamshei avodah zarah. Rashi doesn't say exactly. You could imagine by yourself. It probably means they blew it. But I was looking to see who said it. Befeish the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down the Rashi, he says shetaku that they blew to the avodah zarah. So lifnei avodah zarah. Lifnei avodah. That's a lashon he uses.
But not to summon people.
That's not what Rashi said, right? Rashi said so the same thing should be a piano. Okay, so before I get any further, I want to stop for a minute, or more than a minute really, to just talk about the religion, the Christian religion, that it's Avodah Zarah. The main one, of course, Kayidu, is the Rambam, that the Rambam wrote in like three places, Beferish, that Christian religion is Avodah Zarah. It's in Rambam and Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, Halacha Dal. You have to get like a Franco Rambam or a Rambam that didn't get censored. Because in the other ones it writes like Knan or all these other words. But in the real one it says Neitzrim. And also in Machos Asuris by Yain Nesach, in Perek Zion, I think it is. He says over there, Arabs don't do Avodah Zarah, but Noitzrim do Avodah Zarah. And then the third Rambam is in the Perush Mishnayos when he starts off Masechta Avodah Zarah. Over there also he says that Noitzrim is Avodah Zarah. It's real Avodah Zarah. Now here I just want to get into one other thing for a minute. That there is a famous Taisvis, which is the Ramah holds like that. Tosfos says that Noitzrim is only Shituf because they have like partners, Shituf with Hashem. It's a trinity. Yeah? So Tosfos says a Goyim aren't Muzer on Shituf. Goyim aren't Muzer on Shituf. Now, Kayidua, there's a huge machlokes pshat in the Tosfos. According to the Neder Behuda and a whole list of Svarim that the Pesachei Tshuva brings, Taisus only was talking about that if a guy swore to Shituf, he wouldn't be over for Shvuot in Avodah Zarah. But Avada, if a guy bows down to Shituf, it's it's regular avodah zarah for the gun. The Ramah is Mako. The Ramah, at least the way Shach explains the Ramah says beferish that no, even if the guy serves Shituf, it's not avodah zarah for the guy. That's how he's
bound to, let's say, God, the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he doesn't realize that Hashem is Echad, that he did.
Oh, so now he's, if you want to get into, I'll already say this. One time years ago, I already said over about this.
Yeah.
Most of the Acharonim, there's a big problem, because most of the Acharonim say, what's better about Shituf? Why should Shituf not be regular Avodah Zarah? So they say that Shituf means that the person is saying Hashem is the Hashem on the top, but there's Sgan Mishorsim, yeah? There's like Sgans. And you can bow down to the and that's what Tosis meant. That a guy could do that. A guy could do that. Because really, the Bunchim did make Malachim and whatever. So that's how there's a whole list of Achronim that said this. The cash is, but then how does Tosis apply that to Christians? Because Christians, they don't have higher and lower, at least the way that I saw in the Sfarim. They have three shutfim.
Right.
So the player then that should be not shutif. So the that was the cash I asked last time. I remember you were trying to tie it that they did have some kind of higher and lower. I don't know.
I think now. Rebbe must be right.
But the Yaivitz, since then I just found one thing. The Yaivitz tine is this tine. He says he doesn't understand this is worse than Shittuf. Okay, now there's another thing, which is like this. That's other people tying a different tine. They say, Christians, they're not avodah zarah. They're saying that there's three parts or something. Yeah, so it's a different. They're in other words, if you would serve an idol and say that the idol is a shutuf with Hashem, so that would be shutuf. But here they're saying Hashem Himself episodes three or something. So they're just stam saying that the Hashem isn't one, Hashem is three.
So they're
saying that. So what's that? That's called Shituf. So it's very very hard to know exactly. In other words, there's three possibilities. There's the one that the Acharonim, which makes the most sense, that it could be Mutter. That there's a Hashem is the highest. And then there's underneath them, he put malachim and things like that. So goyim are allowed to believe in that and serve like that. That makes a lot of sense that it's mut. But that lechayer really doesn't have to do with Christians. Because they don't have Hashem on the top and then lower. So, but Tosis did say it for Christians and the Ramah too. So sorry here. That then you have that if, let's say, a goy would say that there's the Ribbono Shel Olam and this idol, Chas V'Shalom, right? Together, they're the Shutfim, equal. So, let's say that's what Shituf means. Okay, then the Ramah makes sense. But even then, some people have a problem because those Goyim, they're not saying that there's an idol with Hashem. They're saying Keilu that the Ribbono Shel Olam is three. They're not making an idol. Let's say somebody would say the Ribbono Shel Olam is three. What would that be? You'd be happy Kairos, because we say Hashem Echad. And they're saying Hashem is three. But is that an idol? Do you have any idol in there?
No,
there's no idol in there. The person just thinks that Hashem is three. Okay. That's another ha'ara on what the goyim are doing, but all these are just ha'aras. But the Ramah Lemaise says that what the goyim, these Christians, do is not avodah zarah. Just that he writes in Yerideh Habal Nefesh Yachmer. So somebody could come along and say Yachmer should be machmer that it is avodah zarah
for us.
Okay. In other words, well, he's talking about giving stuff there's a din, you're not allowed to give stuff to a guy which he's going to use to be Avodah Zarah. Yeah. So can you give stuff to a Christian that he's going to go and use to do Avodah Zarah? So he says, there's a makom lahakel called they're just doing shittuf. But Baal Nefesh Yachmir, that even shittuf there, you shouldn't give it to the Christian. So somebody might think that you could bring all of this in to the what we're talking about, the piano or whatever, that according to the Ramah, since what the goyim are doing is only shittuf, so it's not avodah zarah, so maybe it should be a heter.
Yeah, but it's avodah zarah for
otazoi. That's exactly what I want to point out. It's that Ramah has no shaychus. That Ramah is only where the Ramah taka said it when you're worrying about what the guy's doing. Like, for example, I'm supplying him with these things, and now he's going to go use these things for avodah zarah. No, yeshayimrim, what he's doing is not avodah zarah for him. So I'm not being machshel him. But avodah for me, it's avodah zarah.
Wait, but if when they had the piano, and they used the piano, they were mutter to do it, why should it be also for me?
Because the reason...
I'm not allowed to use the piano.
Right, I'm not allowed to, because the pshat is, if something was used for what I consider avodah zarah, it's avodah zarah for me. It doesn't have to do with that. It's not like a knas, because he did an aveira. The reason why I can't use it is because this is idol stuff. I can't use idols. I can't use stuff that were used for idols. So Mimela, I consider all this idolatry. Okay, I'll bring you the Maor Mokum for this. Yeah. The big Maor Mokum is very interesting. In the year 1858, People wrote a shayla from New York to the Aruch Lener and to the Shoyal Umeshiv. They wrote to two Gedolim that they were trying to buy a shul, and the only shul they could find, the only building they could find, was a Protestant church.
Bialystok?
Was it Bialystok?
I've been there.
I've
seen it.
I don't know. It said there.
Harry Kaplan.
Okay. So the Aruch Lener said that he wrote him back. He said, "Don't say that there's any heter here, because it's shutfus. It's shittuf, because they did shittuf, these guys." Because that's only, he says, Mamish, this is your side. That's only a heter at the most, even like the Ramah, that the guy doesn't have any iser. But now when you want to use the building, for you it's regular avodah zarah. So for you it's a base avodah zarah. So he already points this out.
Isn't it by selling it bittul?
Well, we'll get to that soon. That's later on, we'll see about that.
Just to clarify, you said earlier that for a Jew, shittuf would be kfira, not avodah zarah. Now you think it's avodah zarah.
For a Jew, it's avodah zarah.
Okay.
Only that some people have a shaila about this three thing.
Right.
That's not shittuf. That's a different thing. That's kfira. They're tining that if a person says that Hashem is two, Chas V'Shalom,
that's
not avodah zarah, that's kfira.
That's the ikar of the
It's against echad, but it's not. That's what they're asking, that maybe you should say that guy, that Christian is that.
Then you could sell it then.
Yeah, if it would be kfira, then you have to figure out what it is.
Okay.
But
we think of Christianity as avodah zarah for us, but if the only aspect of Christianity was the three aspect, would l'chora not be avodah zarah?
Yeah, right. But you see, nobody holds, that's just a ha'ora, but nobody holds that way. The Rambam says it's avodah zarah, and even the Ramah only said it was shittuf. No one said, this is a ha'ora, but not a lamaisa. Lamaisa, everybody holds that Christian is avodah zarah. Right, for us for sure. Right, and the whole shaila is only for them.
Okay,
Yes, the Ramah is in Aruch Chaim and in Yerideya.
Right.
Just that in Aruch Chaim he's only talking about Shvua. So you can't tell yet what he holds about Avoida. But in Yerideya he says it for Avoida Zar. He's still Zmater for the Goyim. Kufnun Vav. Kufnun Vav, by being Mashbia, being a Shutif, to be a Shutif with a Goy, he says you don't have to worry that he'll swear, because they swear Shutifs. So there he only says on Shvua. But in Yerideya he even says that when he does the Avoida Zar, it's not Avoida Zar. Yeah. Okay, so some people say that the answer, by the way, just some people say the answer is because this trinity that they have is like Megushim, So it's making the whole thing Avodah Zarah, because they have people in it. I don't know what they have in there. They have Yoshka in it, I think. He's part of it.
So
31 is a holy ghost. That's why I say that is.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we thought.
Yeah. You know what happened with the Ramban? The Ramban and Paul. Yeah?
The
Ramban. It says, I saw it in the Bikuch Ramban. The Ramban said, what's this thing? One and three. What? So he said, it's so deep, even the Malachim don't get it. That's what the Paul said. So he says, so the Ramban told him, if you can't believe something you don't chop, so you're saying that the Malachim themselves are for kaifrim on what you said. that's what he told them back. And he says, Vehem Hishtiku Oisei. The people kept the guy quiet after he said it. I'll call upon him. Okay, so after all that was all said and done, it comes out like this. That you have at the most a heter for a goy to be a Christian, but for a yid it's a vada avodah zarah l'chulei alma. So after you have that, so back to the piano again should be a problem because it's tashmish avodah zarah. Okay, so what? So now what's the din? What's the din now that he has this piano? So the din is tashmish. That's the pasuk in the parsha. Abita abdun. There's a din that tashmish avodah zarah, which you have, you are mechuyev to destroy. And it's obviously aser bano, and it's not just aser bano. It's a chiyev to destroy it legamri. But the first thing is, there's a thing called bittel. There's a din that a goy can be mavatal in avodah zarah. Now the din is like this.
If he holds it,
no, it doesn't matter for what he holds. As well. Now the din. Oh, very good. Now the din is like this. Normally, by an actual idol, it's mafurish gemara. You can only do bittul on it before a Jew owns it. But once a Jew acquires the idol, then ain lo b'tei lo ilam, it can never become batal anymore. But that is an actual idol. By mishamshe avodah zarah, it's already machlekes rishayim. Machlekes rishayim between the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ravid said that it's also, you can't mevatal it once a Jew acquired it, but the Ramban said you could. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, it paskins lekula. It paskins that the goy could still be mevatalit.
And selling it is not an automatic.
Already there's a machlekes tanoim in the Mishnah. Rebbe says selling is an automatic bittul, and the Chachamim say it is not, and the halach is like the Chacham. So that's all Rishonim paskin like the Chacham. It's a klal halacha krevi mechaber v'lo mechaberav. Selling is not a bittul. Okay, so soon we'll. Okay, so at first I was thinking like this. Okay, even though he bought it already,
How is he kona it?
Oh well, the Ran already speaks out. How are you ever kona avodah zarah? You can't be koina Yisuria Noah. So how does the Gemara say that if a Yid was koina Avodah Zarah, you can't do bittul? How is he koina? So, what koina? Okay, well, the way they write it is, you see from here that a davar which was shayich to be nisbatel before you bought it could be still nikneh. Because, like, it was still shayich to become mutter ba'anah until you were koina. So that's what the Ran says. So until you, it's not totally aser banah. There's a big chiddush there in the Ran. So Al Kapanim, the Rishonim pointed out, you see a chiddush that you could be kain avodah zarah.
Would avodah zarah be an idol?
Sure.
How do you kind of be, if he buys it, that's not
kain,
as
he is kind of
weak. That's what
just said.
You could be kind of, and that's what you see in the Gemara. You could be kind of, because since you could be kind of, but there's a chiyah, right? There's a chiyah. Oh. So So you have a shtickle eitz. Instead of destroying this piano, you can be mavatel the piano. How are you mavatel? You have to get a goy to be mavatel the piano. The way you're mavatel says in Shulchan Aruch is either if you take some of it off, like for yourself, like if the goy takes, like if it was a idol, he took a little, or he damaged it, like he cut off the eye or smashed the nose or all these kind of things. So you could get a goy to do one of those things, but it wouldn't be so good for you because then your piano won't be in such good condition. Excuse me.
Before you bought it.
No. Even after, because Tashmi Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Tashmishe, Avodah Zarah, you're a lot of Mevatel with a guy even after you already bought it. Like the Ramban. In other words, we Paskin the Chilik. The din that once it's acquired, you can't be Mevatel, that's by Avodah Zarah Atzma. So at first I thought that's going to be the Heter. And here I just want to mention that that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But if you go to Mishneh Berurah, also Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shofar, it says that there's a klal like this, a shofar of Avodah Zarah, which can have bittul, a shofar of Avodah Zarah that belongs to a goy, which could have bittul, is not permitted lechatchila to be used because it's a miyus thing to use such a thing for a shofar, but b'di'eved you're yoytze. So what are the examples? So the Shulchan Aruch says, for example, if somebody bowed down to a shofar and it belongs to a goy, and you don't, he says, befeirsh, make sure you have kavana, I'm not being kind to the shofar, because you want to stay the right guys, and you blow it, you're yaitze b'di'evit. Or Huadin says, the Shulchan Aruch, let's say the shofar was a meshamshe b'Avodah Zarah, was blown in front of an idol. Same din also over there, that make sure you're not being kind it. It will stay by the goy, v'husha the Shulchan Aruch is kavan lo lizka isba, and since it belongs to the goy, it's still yochel li isbato. You can be yotze b'diyah.
Make sure it's not
tekrivus. It says if it's tekrivus, yeah, you're right. Then you can't mevatel. You have to know what's doing with the shayfer. Yeah, if it's tekrivus, you can't mevatel. But it says, but if the Yisrael forgot and he was kind of the shayfer already, then there's no bittul anymore, and now it's kesusi mechta shiure, because now so in Shulchan Aruch, right, that's exactly what I'm pointing out. In Shulchan Aruch, when it said the two examples for mutter, which was avodah zarah or tashmishe, then it continues. But if the Yisrael was already kaine, then
so not like the
so
Ramban.
It sounds
not like the Ramban.
Not like the, it sounds like that even by Tashmishe
too late.
It's too late. So Rabbi Kveger has a one liner there. He says Tema, it doesn't stim with the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, because over there the Shulchan Aruch said that
Tashmishe,
you can always mevatel, even though you already, even though the Jew already acquired it, and he has no answer.
Maybe the use for mitzvah is more chamer.
I hear why. If you can mevatel, the whole reason is because you can mevatel. So all the achrenim
b'di'ezed.
A bittul by tashmishe. By the by the boizor gufa had a power, a koyach as an idol, a deity. Now he says it's twice. That's no correct anymore. But the Shemitah had
them. You mean what kind of concept? How you mevatel it exactly? Well, I guess the idea, even from the Ramban, I'll say later, the idea is that they were machshiv. This is also like the idols.
The idols,
property sort of. So you say, it's nothing. It's bottle from being.
Yes,
it's
even though it's not a mitzvah.
Well, do you mean because Avodah Zarah is
Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah, but you see that we hold there is a machlokes rishayin, but we paskin like you say that you don't have to dafka burn it. You have to destroy it though. You see that we hold that destroying is enough for kesusa machlas shiuri. Yeah.
So piano doesn't fit in with the parrots.
So
we're not there yet.
One second. So I said according to Shulchan Aruch and Yair Adaya, the Eitzuk is a guy can do a bittel. Even though I bought it, we're makel by Tashmishe Avodah Zarah, a guy can mevatel after the Jew bought it.
But the piano never had the kayak to do anything. It wasn't even part of the chatz of the Avodah Zarah.
That's called Tashmishe. Anything which is Tashmishe, any Tashmishe.
It had a power.
We don't mean power, we just mean it's like his the idol stuff. The idol's Kalim. Then you can mevatel that. So that up. So we're just saying over Ha'ara. Then in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, it seems a steer to Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. Because there he. So all the Achrayim, the Mishabur being some, and some are the Shaar Melech also, they all say you have to madchik. That's all. You have to madchik and say that when the Shulchan Aruch said that once the Jew acquired it, it's too late, it wasn't going on both. It was only going on the real idol. That's what they all say. But the Mishnah Berurah writes at the end of the whole thing that Yesh Machmirim, there are those who taka are Machmir and don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Shach in the name of the Bach, who paskin L'chumra that a Yisrael, once the, like the Ravid, you know, that once the Yisrael acquired it,
too late.
It's too late. But the Mishnah Berurah, that's what he writes on the top in Mishnah Berurah. He brings that, according to Shulchan Aruch, we're going to have to say that even though the Jew acquired it, you can still mevatel it. But there are those who argue with the Shulchan Aruch, like the Shach and the Bach, who will not let you be mevatel. But on the bottom, in Shaar Tzion, he writes that why do you think that the Shulchan Aruch was mekel on this Shach? When it's a machlekes in the Rishayim. So he says the pshat is like this, because midai raisa, in order to make something considered an avodah zarah shel yisrael she'ein la bittel, we need that the Jew served the avodah zarah. That's what you need to be a deraisa in la bittel. This that we have in the Gemara, that once the Jew bought it, ein la bittel, that's a gzeira de rabban. Now he doesn't tell you where the source of this is, but I finally saw where it is coming from. It's the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Avodah Zarah brings this from the Samag, that it's only a Derabbanan, and he doesn't bring any Cholkin. That's the only one he brings. And then I searched further and I saw that the Ritva and Ramban also say this in Avodah Zarah. So that is what all these Rishonim say. And Mimela, the Shulchan Aruch held, it's a Derabbanan Dika issue here. This whole Machlekes Rishonim about a Goy doing Bittel after the Jew acquired it is a Derabbanan Dika Shmuz. So Sveik and Derabbanan Lekula. That's why.
Just by Tashmish?
Even Avodah Zarah Mamish. Yeah. Even Mamish, Avodah Zarah Mamish.
The Yid owns it, right?
The Yid owns it.
Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael doesn't have bittles.
Right, so real Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael midaraisa means that the Yisrael bowed down and worshipped it. That's what real Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael is.
But
if he never worshipped it, he just bought it, it's a Derabbanan and the Gzeira. And that's why Shulchan Aruch was Mekel, even though he knew it was a Machlekes Rishayim, because the Beis Yosef brings both Rishayim. He was Mekel because it's only Derabbanan. And Mimele, fears Zeus. Mimele, Yesh Lahakel.
So you want to use Abed Hab doing the Pasuk for, even if it sounded like you were Konet? I mean.
The reason of how he. He doesn't say. None of the Rishonim say Beferish why it's only Derabbanan. But the Chuvas Beis Shleim explains it very well. He says, because we paskin that Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael Eino Asura Ad Sheteyaveh. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Avodah Zarah Yisrael Eino Asura Ad Sheteyaveh. So what does the Torah consider an idol of Yisrael? That the Yisrael was Teyaveh. So until the Yisrael is Te'avid, we don't really call it Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. That's how he explains the pshat in all these Rishayim. So the fact that he bought it is not called Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael yet. So Lemaisa, it looks like the Sharatzion holds you could be soymech on the Shulchan Aruch Shita. You don't have to really machmer for the Shach, and if the guy will do a bittul, it will be good. However, one thing we have to know, that being that there's a chiyuv,
can that answer your Kenyan question?
Can it enter my
answer your Kenyan question?
Oh, according to, since it's only Drabbanan.
Yeah.
If it's only Drabbanan, maybe it should be a little easier to be kind, because Midaraisa you're kind.
You're calling Midaraisa.
I hear. That's a good har. And nobody says that. They all the Rishonim ask the Kasha, no one answers that.
Isn't this Rishonim Midaraisa?
It is also Rishonim Midaraisa,
right,
yes.
That's for
okay,
sure.
So that,
to say maybe that's what's bothering the Rishonim. That Midaraisa, it's like the famous Shaila, if it's a Midaraisa Nasser, Kinya Midaraisa Mahani. But nobody even mentions that.
It's worse because if it's also Rishonim, there's no Shavuos.
Right. Yeah, okay, well, on that itself is a big machlokes in Rishayim. Something which is aser ban ami derabbanan and muter ban ami deraisa, is it considered shav midaraisa or is it not considered shav midaraisa? Big machlokes in the Rishayim. Like if somebody was mekadesh isha with something which is aser ban ami derabbanan and muter ban ami deraisa, is it a kiddushin midaraisa or not? Well, if it, yeah, with that you can for sure get out of it with afkinu, but without afkinu, is it really not worth it? I hear. Okay, that's a good or. Okay, so Ad Kan, we got finished with section one of the Shmuz. Yeah, we read through two things already. First of all, he said the piano be'etzem is Yisuri Ano. It's Tashbish Avodah Zarah. That's Aleph. Beis is once a Jew acquired Tashbish Avodah Zarah, it's a machlikas Rishayim, if a guy could go and be mevatel, nah. The Psak Aloch of Shulchan Aruch is he could. Yesh Machmirin. But Sharatzion says Yesh Lahakum, because it's only the Rabbanon, that's his pshat in it, and therefore really you could still have the guy to be Mavat. Okay, but you have to do it right away, because it says in all the Paiskim, in as long as you don't Mavatali, you're being over on destroying it. So you have to immediately have a guy. V'im ein loy goy sham, chayiv la'abda. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. that you're right now you have Tashmish Avodah Zarah and there's a Chiv Abita Abdum on you. So if the guy was Mevatel, it's fine. But if you don't have a guy right there, you have to destroy it. But then I saw a much better Heter. Much, much, much better Heter. What's the Heter? Ramah. In Simin Kuf Mem Vav Sifches. In your day, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Ramah says, we paskin, like we said before, that the Hadin is like the Chachamim, that Mechira is not considered Bittul. How about Mechira's Tashmishin? The Sugya, the Mishnah, the Sugya is all selling an idol. So Rebbe says selling an idol is bittul. The Chachamim say selling an idol is not bittul. We paskin like the Chachamim, selling an idol is not bittul. What if you sold Tashmishin? So it's a machlekes rishayim. Tur brings down in Simon Kuflametes a machlekes rishayim. Tosfos and Rashi and the Rosh say it's all the same thing. Mechira is not bittul. Finished. The Ramban is matir that by selling Tashmishin, you may, that is bittul for Tashmishin. The sale itself of Tashmishin.
So why did the Ramban have to say that you could do bittul after Tashmishin, after you buy something of Tashmishin? If that's and selling Tashmishin is bittul.
Oh, very good. So the answer is that Ramban is only Noigea if you found an idol. So he didn't do bittul because he just lost the idol. But if the guy sold you the idol, the mechira itself is a bittul on the tashmish. And I want to say the svar that the Ramban says. Why? If we say mechira, why should mechira change? Why is mechira, we pass the mechira is not a bittul? But when it comes to Tashmishin, it is. So he says like this. He said, why is Mechira not Bittel? If the whole idea, you see, the idea is that when it says in the Gemara that if the guy just forsook the idol, B'Shah Shalom just says, gah, I don't need him, he throws him out, it's Bittel. So L'Chayra, why is Mechira, we Paskin Mechira is not Bittel? What's Pshat? Isn't that like throwing it out?
Hey, so he tells to the Gemara.
He tells to the Gemara that the guy's thinking, probably what will the Jew do with it? Sell it to another Eved Avodah Zarah. Why will he probably do that? Because the goyim, the Eved Avodah Zarah, pay the most money for such things. So since Damea Yikarim, so probably the Jew will sell it to another Eved Avodah Zarah. So Memela, that's why we paskin that Mechira of an idol is not Bittel, because he doesn't think it's going to be bought. Dr. Ramban, but if you sold Tashmishin, there you don't say that. Why? He says three svaras. He says, first of all, a lot of Tashmishin are cheap in the first place, and you're not going to make a lot of money either way. The idols used to be very expensive, but the Tashmishin. Second of all, he says, most Tashmishin, nobody will be able to notice or realize that it was an idol. It looks like a regular
Keli.
And why would any guy want to buy that Keli? He won't see that's an idol. He won't spend any special money. And the third reason is, he says, goyim spend a lot of money to get idols because they have a lot of chavivas for their idols. But they don't spend so much money for a tashmish. They don't so much chavivas on their tashmish. Kitzer, the bottom line of all three svaris are that the guy, when he sells you a tashmishin, does not think you're going to sell it for, pass it on for Avodah Zarah Vayter. And Memela, that's why over here Mechira is a Bittel. That's Ramban Svar. So now, once we have that Ramah, Shalom, no problem. We're mamish fine. We have no problem, because since he sold the church sold him the piano, that's Bittel. You don't even need the guy anymore to come and do anything. Right? Mamish Pashat.
Who was the Mishnah Berurah talking about?
Oh, so now if you take a look, I was thinking to myself, why did the Mishnah Berurah say this? And I realized, by the Shofar. Because the Mishnah Berurah says the case was you found the Shofar. He has reasons why he did that, but if you, it's in black and white in the Mishnah Berurah. We're called Motzah Shofar. So Memela, that's why he skipped that whole sugya out, because no one sold it. And Be'erloch explains why he wrote Motzah. He has a whole pshat, but that's what he wrote. So he didn't have that heter. But in a case where he sold it, you have a poshet a heter from the Ramah. Now, I'll tell you.
So if it's Motzah, the only way he knew was Tashmish Avodah Zarah. It obviously was some special thing that they knew belonged to the church.
He found the shofar. That's what he found.
Right. Why, so I'm saying, why do you think it was Avodah Zarah?
He obviously knew somehow.
So then the Ramban goes wrong.
Oh, one of them. But he had all three. Yeah. Okay. So now I was mamish very happy. I thought I had a poshet a heter, that there's no problem with the piano. He sold it, selling by tashmishin, we passed him with the Ramah, is mutter. But I had one thing that was libi noikfi. What was my libi noikfi is like this. There is one other place where it talks about selling, where Shulchan Aruch talks about selling, which is selling a mamish idol. Okay, now we said before that we paskin that selling an idol is like the Rabbana. Selling an idol doesn't work. It's not a bit. But pligi amoyroi, there's a machlokes amoyroi. One amoyra says that Rebbe and the Chachamim were talking about selling it to a goyish tzayreif, a goyish blacksmith. But if you sell it to a yid, kule alma say it's a bittel, because a yid will probably just destroy it. And the other amoyra says they're arguing when you sold it to a yid. Okay, and these opinions are machlekas we paskin between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam is Mekel, and the Rosh is Machmer. And both opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch. Both opinions. The opinion of the Rosh that even when you sell to a Yid, it's Aser, and the opinion of the Rambam that if you sell to a Yid, it's Mutter. But it points out in Shulchan Aruch that you should know, though, Mechira is always a bittel only if you sell it to a Tzoyrif. Because that's a Lashon HaGemara, that you sold it to a Tzoyrif. Because when you sell it to a Tzoyrif, you assume he'll melt it down. But if you sell it to a Stam person, there's no bittel. Okay? Now that itself is a Machlekes Rishayni, but the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer on that Nekuda that you need to sell to a Tzoyrif. So I started thinking to myself, oy vey, so now I'm not sure. I was a little libi noikfi that maybe, even though the Ramah was matir selling to selling a tashmishin, but maybe he also means only if you sold it to a tzayr, to someone who's going to knock it up.
But
even though the Ramah was saisim dvar, he didn't write out lehedya, but being that when you have mechir of the idol, over there, Shulchan Aruch said lehedya that we need to sell to a tzayreif.
Maybe that's only by a vodazara atzma, because otherwise the vodazara is going to be in existence. It's going to be worship. But tashmishin, we had the svaras before from the rishonim.
Oh, so I was thinking to myself what you were thinking. I was thinking, no, probably it's different. Because what's the whole heter why we said that the tashmishin is better? The whole svar over there in Bonn in the first place was because the guy doesn't think I'm going to pass it on. So then, if that's the whole reason, then everybody's like a tzayrif. Because what's the whole idea of tzayrif? Because if he's not a tzayrif, then the guy thinks I'll pass it on. But if I'm a tzayrif, he knows I'm going to just not... But by the tashmishin, every Jew is a tzayrif, because the whole idea of why tashmishin is better in the first place is because the guy doesn't think I'm going to pass it on. So that was my svara. I thought it made a lot of sense.
You could say another svara, there's a svara lahachmer. You could say the svara of tzayrif is not just passing it on, is that you bottle it mamish, like you melt it down.
But I looked in the Ran, and the Ran said by tzayrif that the reason why you need tzayrif is because if he's not, then the guy thinks you're going to pass it on.
So
then, if that's goofa the svara by tzayrif, it made sense to me, but I was like still a little worried. A good svara, but yeah. I was worried. But then I found a mefurishet tshuva from the Beis Shlomo, mamish on this. What happened? The story was like this: a yid was a jeweler, and a guy had a necklace, and it had a tzelem on it. Yeah, the guy didn't want the tzelem, but it had a lot of jewels on the tzelem. So the jeweler bought the tzelem with the whole tzelem necklace. So then somebody told the jeweler, "You can't use that. That's not what it is." So the guy said, "Oy, okay." So he called the guy back in. He called the guy who sold it to him back in. He says, "I'm not allowed to use this. You have to break this." So here, gave it back to him. And he said, "You break it, and then give it back to me." So he gave it back to the guy. The guy broke it, and he gave it back afterwards to the Jew. The diamonds were good, just he broke the tail. He didn't want the tail anyway. So that was what he did. So the other guy who was not Reb Shlema, before he got to the Beis Shlema, the Rav who sent in the child to the Beis Shlema, told the guy, "You know what you're doing. It's too late. Once it belongs to a Yid, you can't do Bittel anymore."
Is the Tzelem Avodah Zarah or Tashmishay?
Well, the Tzelem is Avodah Zarah.
It's Mamash, right.
The
it's not Tashmish.
No, it's
right.
Not Tashmish. It's Mamash. So very good. That's Mamash. So somebody said, it's called Noi, really. Noi is like the same level as Tashmish.
It's the Pesel.
They're both this Svara of the Ramban, that it's not the Avodah Zarah itself. Or at least that's what they're assuming. So the guy said, okay, but this is only Noi Avodah Zarah, the diamonds. Right. It's only Noi Avodah Zarah, and since we paskin by tashmishin that selling is good, so also Noi if you sell is good. So memela stamazoi, the diamonds are okay. Okay, the tzeilim taka is aserbano, and okay, no one cares anyways. And the diamonds are stamazoi good because we paskin on noi. He was assuming it's the same kind of svara that it's like tashmish. So whoever it is, I don't know what his name is. It's the other person. No, we say that selling has to be to a tzeirif. And you're not a tzayrif.
Why is he not a tzayrif?
I don't know why. Real Khari
is a
tzayrif.
Yeah,
you take it and use it for something
yeah.
else.
I don't know why he's not
a tzayrif. He's not destroying.
Maybe I made a mistake and it didn't say he was a jeweler. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe it was just a regular person. I don't remember. That was the fight. So they sent it into the Beis Shlaimai. So the Beis Shlaimai said black and white, no. By noi or tashmishin, there's no difference if you're a tzayrif or not a tzayrif. And he said exactly what we said, because the whole vart of tashmishin is gufa, because the guy doesn't have any hopes that you're going to pass it on. So memela, avada, everybody, mechir to everybody is good. Is memela, he paskind my shai. So memela, now we're mamish no libi noikvi. But he said, you made a major mistake. He said, those diamonds are not noi. That's the tzeilim. He said, if you have a fat tzeilim, you don't say that the klipa is the tzeilim and the inside is not the tzeilim. If they have all these diamonds like arranged on the cross, then that's the cross. And he said, not only that, but Tosis in Temura says that if you have a gold-plated idol, and the guy bowed down, then the plating is not noi avodah zarah, the plating is avodah zarah. And the only way it's called noi is if they bowed down to a plain avodah zarah. Then they plated it, then it gets a din noi. But if it was already plated and then he bows down, thus alein. So he said, Memela, that's where you made your mistake.
The diamonds are not in the shape of the cross. The plate is also in the shape of the cross.
I hear. So I don't know how it looked. I would have thought maybe it makes a little difference exactly how it looked or what it was. But he seems to hold that if it's on it.
Now, it's chilek, if it's in the tzeilim,
right.
If it's around it. Right.
But I guess the way he pictured it, it's on the cross.
The diamonds are formed that way.
So the man looks
like it's a metal.
They set diamonds in it. So he held that that's mamish the cross. So he says, so Memele says, your heter is no heter. Because it's real Avodah Zarah Atzma. And Avodah Zarah Atzma, with Thayer's Paskin, the Mechira doesn't work. And Bittel, of course, won't work because you were right. It's too late. He already bought it. Okay, then he has three pages about that the guy wanted to get a new heter. Mekachtos. Because I didn't know the din. Yeah, so Memela, it's a Mekachtos, so I never bought it. So he said, you're wrong. That's not called a Mekachtos. If you don't know the din, it's not a Mekachtos. There's three pages about that. Then he says, but I want to give you a heter. So he said, I'll give you a different heter. It says in the Ramah that a necklace which has a tzeilim on it is not necessarily Avodah Zarah. Because Lav Davka, do people bow down to their necklaces? That's just because Zeichel Avodah Zarah. That's what the Ramah has. People don't necessarily bow down to their necklaces. They bow down to a real idol. So he says, Norvos. The Shach says, it's still a suffix because you never know. Maybe the guy bowed down. Maybe the guy bowed down to his necklace. You never know. So he says, but there's a Gemara that says that if you buy an animal from a goy, you can assume it's probably not an Avodah Zarah, because a guy who has Avodah Zarah usually doesn't like selling his Avodah Zarah. So he says, Memela, being that here we have, there the Gemara saying, well, I forget exactly, he makes it a little better even here. He says, over here, where it's mamish, only a chash, maybe bow down, for sure you can be samech on that svara of the Gemara, that he wouldn't sell it if he talk about down to it. So that's a raya, he didn't bow down to it. So he says, this is an Indian chomer, I don't want to be samech on myself, but if you give mitzarif another god al ador to me, then I'll be mitzarif with him to be samech on that heter that he probably never bowed down to the necklace. Okay, that's what he comes out to matter the necklace mitzad there.
But they don't give a.
This is the base shleim, I'm saying.
No,
this is before him, I think. He's the same one who wrote Yashrish Yaakov on Yevamos. You know the Yashrish Yaakov on Yevamos? He's, I don't know exactly what, or like more than 100 years ago. I don't know exactly, late 18th.
We
are
you that people bow down to the Sheikla
by dessert? Are you getting to that already? Okay. I'll go funny. Yeah. That's the idea of Takravis there, yeah. If it is. It's a whole.
That's
a
big shot.
What about which shayla?
The piano.
He didn't have the piano shot. He was asked about the shul in New York. He held, they both ended up saying that Lamaise, they could buy the shul. Because the reason they said you could is because even though it's true that it is called that it's a base avodah zarah, but a base avodah zarah is not isra no shaila because it's mechuber lekarka, and it's just the house. A house doesn't become tashmishi. Mechuber doesn't.
I'm saying it couldn't be worse.
Right. It's not.
Couldn't be worse.
The issue is a different issue. There's a machlokes ha-poiskim if a base of avodah zarah is allowed. A base of avodah zarah bikvias can become a shul. That's the whole shy. Something like that. Right. It's based on a Gemara on Daf Vav in Megillah. Ekron Teyoker. The Taisus says over there that you're not allowed to make a base of avodah zarah into a shul. So they came out that you could be samech over here, that it's not a big event, it's like a chumrah, like they both said you could do it. The Archelaya said if you're stuck, Shalom Eishiv said even if you're not so stuck, but they were not there.
It's only a shul but not a school, right? The Shiloh is only davening there.
Yeah. Oh, you mean learning? You mean are you allowed to use it for learning? I don't mean that.
I
don't know.
A lot of them in Philly. So
okay. Okay. So
just in Philly.
Yeah, it's an island there. Yeah. Okay. So fine. But I think it's already. The bottom line of the whole thing was, it is tashmish ever dezara. Really, maker din a goy could be mavatalit. And not only that, but the Ramah paskins that the mechira by tashmishin itself is matir, and it's even if the person was not a tzairif. Okay, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Okay.
But you have to get rid of it, right? If there's a subject.
But if you have like a subject tashmishin, subject the rice.
Or a subject of zar asma, yep.
So well,
how do you get rid of it?
I didn't get to that. You have to destroy it. The is best way. We pass them with the Rambam. Whatever is the best ibud for that kind of thing. If it's wood, you should burn it. If it's metal, you're supposed to grind it up or melt it.
She came back from India a few years ago. She brought me. She brought everybody. It wasn't me. Everybody in the office. She brought an elephant made out of grass. Metal. Mama's metal elephant. You know, these guys in India, everything's a way to start. Like,
I hear.
All right. I mean,
If it's really, I don't know if it has a din suffix or a desire, but I've got it. If it's suffix or desire, suffix, the rice.
What creates a suffix?
I don't
know. Does I have a smart like that?
I don't know if that's enough. I don't know.
Last man down, please turn on the